He was baroque. He was extremely baroque. He liked the best which he could get hold of in people, but also he liked to live. So when I say baroque, I mean he was not just focused on the scientific subject. He could leave in the afternoon and go to the best restaurants in Boston. He enjoyed outdoors, I think, quite a bit, and that he could combine somehow with this kind of lifestyle, he could combine with the science and never forgot the science. So,
he was a great man. He had an enveloping personality, and he had very strong ideas. It was not easy to disagree with him, and also he had this this vision about how science should be educated. And he was not shy to proclaim that.
Well, he was very opinionated. He had a feeling for the character of people. Are they honest? Are they dishonest? And he would say it. He knew whether we could trust someone or could not trust someone in a scientific way, but also in a personal way.
Bert could be awfully tough at times. It was important to be honest, absolutely honest. And when he thought somebody was a little on the shady side, he was no longer Bert's friend. That's kind of the way it was. But you couldn't help from love the guy.
And Bert was, as I said, enormously extroverted as a fellow. If you were his friend, you could do no wrong. But if you were on the other side of the fence, you could do no right. He was a feisty fellow. You know, he reminded me very much, what is this character in those books? This French detective, you know.
Poirot.
Poirot. Bert reminded me very much of Poirot. And he would take over. I like this quality of his.
He liked jokes. So.
Did he tell him?
Yes, he told him. And I remember visiting him once, and he opened the drawer in his office. I said, I have something for you. So he gave me a book, a little book, little volume. That was a sort of manual on how to tell jokes, and also a whole series of jokes in it. So he liked jokes.
He was a lovely man, and he had a lovely wife, and he liked people who performed.
And then he would say, and I guess he told me this many times, say, you know, Earl, I've been very poor and I've been rich. Being rich is a hell of a lot better.
He had an interesting combination. In some ways, he was extremely generous. In other ways, he was extremely demanding. So I remember in the laboratory on Thursday, we all went out for a very convivial dinner with lots of humor and jokes being told. And then we went back to the laboratory, and that was it was almost a court-martial in terms of your presenting your material and seeing that it was absolutely right. So he had these two sides of him. But I think that was all done encouraging people in their careers and seeing they were doing very well.
He was an incredibly generous person. You couldn't help but have fond memories of Bert. He was a character, but we always had good interactions, yeah.
He was known as a kind of iconoclast. You know, he tells a story that when he was called to the dean's office, who wanted to present him with a named professorship, and George Berry said to Bert, I'm going to give you the Cabot professorship. Bert said, I'm speechless. And George Berry said, that's a triumph of mine. And he was very, very jolly on social occasions of one kind or another, liked to sing.
Did he like to sing?
Well, sort of bawdy songs. I think he learned when he was a student at the University of Bern.
I think it was, many people will tell you, he was one of a kind. I don't know of anybody who was like Bert. He was one of a kind.